And now, from Norwich, it's
Reach Orange. Thank you very much, Chrissy. I got a brand new feature today, as requested by someone. Nigel, one of our lovely listeners, has requested I should do a new feature. I think in other words, he's saying he's bored of the show. I think that's a nice way of saying that you're bored of the show. So we've got that to come up. That'll be exciting, won't it? Thank you very much, Chris, for the last hour. He's now off to the gym. Oh, I sound really tired. You know, I can't sleep properly. The last three nights, I had the worst night's sleep ever. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Anyway, shall we kick off this morning's show with a little bit of a banger? Shall we? How about a little bit of Belinda Carlisle to start off singing?
Ooh, baby, do you know what that?
Change. What a tune. Love that. I remember listening to that when I used to record the top 40 with Bruno Brooks when I was 7 years old. There's Belinda Carlisle. Reach on air, 10:06. Bum, 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 bada bum. It's Ross with you live from Norwich and Norfolk. Yeah, I've got one of them voices this morning that sound literally like I got out of bed. I got out of bed at I've been awake since 4 o'clock, dear. I've been awake since 4 o'clock and I've been sleeping on and off. I can't seem to sleep for some reason. I don't know why.
It starts here.
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, Kylie. Yeah, I don't know why I can't sleep. I just can't seem to sleep. I was off yesterday. I had a blooming horrible... I don't want to go into detail if you're having your breakfast. I had a blooming awful stomach all day yesterday. I think because I haven't slept. So I just can't sleep. Does anyone know any magic cure for actually having a full night's sleep without just lying there? Does anyone do that? You just lie there and it's just things going through your head and you just lie there and I give up. I think, should I just get up? It's the other day, it's like 4 a.m. I was thinking, I might as well just get up and start my day. I might just get up and watch telly or something, but I couldn't. And I end up waking Donna up and I end up sleeping downstairs on a settee and that's even worse. But yeah, any magic? Any idea? I'll tell you what I need. I'll tell you what I used to do when I was younger. I used to go to the pub, then go clubbing. And then I might get lucky and go around some girls or something. I get home about 6 o'clock in the morning when you saw the milkman. You always knew you were late when you saw the milkman. And I would sleep from about 6 o'clock in the morning till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, solid. I'm talking solid, you know. You would sleep through anything. I used to live right next door to an airport, Norwich Airport. And the aeroplanes would be taking off and coming in and everything like that. It'll be roasting hot in the house. Nothing would wake me up. Now, I can't bloomin' sleep. Ever since we had kids, I cannot sleep properly for the life of me. I don't know why. Should I start going clubbing again? I think that was what I need to do. I think I need to start going clubbing again and get in about 6 a.m. and then just sleep till 2 p.m. I might have to go back to doing that, I think. I go for an hour walk every night as well. So that's not like I'm not tired. I'm knackered when I go to bed. Anyone got any magic ideas, please? Let me know on the instant messenger. Yeah, I've got the voice of someone who's just got out of bed, but seriously, I haven't. And I've also got that voice, you know, when you go out somewhere, like, or you go, say you live by yourself and you don't actually speak to anyone in the morning, or you're in a house, but everyone else is in bed. And the first time you actually speak to someone in the morning and you go, ooh, and you go, oh, okay, my voice is still weird. Anyone ever had that when you started speaking to someone or the phone has gone and you've got up, you know, an hour or two after you've got up out of bed, but your voice is still in this mode where it's like a bit crackly and a bit like you just got out of bed. And it's a bit embarrassing when someone rings you up and you can't even speak properly. You go, oh, my voice seems to have gone weird. Thank you, Chris, for that one. Yep, definitely can't read that one out. Can I let you into a little secret just between me and you? There was a certain house where I used to live, and the woman on a Saturday used to have orange juice delivered. You know, the milkman used to have orange. There's kids listening to this now going, well, what's a milkman? A milkman? Well, you know what a milkman is. We used to nick this old woman's orange juice. I know, it's really bad, isn't it? It's really bad, but God, at 6 o'clock in the morning when you've been out clubbing all night, having at large, milk is the best thing ever.
You're listening to the Rock
Not milk, orange juice.
Show on Reach on Air.
Orange juice is quite nice as well.
Don't think I tried this one before. Yeah.
think I like it, honey.
That is Benjamin Ingrosso and new one from him called Kite.
Ross Pat's out.
This is Reach On Air.
All right, Emily. All right. Emily's screaming. One Direction are on. All right, calm yourself down, love. Calm yourself down. All right, Emily. God, calm yourself down. Never going to meet him. Yeah, I like that one. That was a new one from Benjamin Ingrosso. I must hear this song 50 times a day. I'm not joking. This blooming song. But this house is... Seriously, I know I joke about our house being a bit of a One Direction and Harry Styles shrine. Well, seriously, the second Emily gets home... Emily's my 13-year-old, right? She used to be... She's the artist formerly known as Emily the Baby from years ago. She comes home from school, she sits there with her shoes on after I've bloomin' hoovered the house, right? And she'll sit there and the second that she gets in, it's One Direction time. Chris was saying earlier about his niece or someone who's got his very strict thing of tablets on a Friday night only. If only I could do that, Chris. If only I could do that. And she's 13, isn't she? She's older, so... But yeah, the second she gets in, I'm not joking, she doesn't even take her bag off. She doesn't even take her coat off. She has her shoes on. She gets her phone out, and that's it. It's I am not making this up. It's straight on YouTube, and it's her One Direction playlist. And she'll watch that for about 2 hours until tea is ready. Right. Don't say dinner. If anyone's listened to this show and you say that tea is dinner, then you're banned from listening to this show, right? I can't stand people who say that tea time is dinner. It's not. Dinner is lunch, right? Anyway, yeah, she'll sit there and then she'll come in the conservatory. Oh, we got a Wi-Fi booster. Oh, so much to talk about today. So much pointless stuff in my pointless life I've got to tell you about. We had problems since we moved in this house. Because it's a bit of a windy kind of... Well, it's not really windy, but it's kind of like a terraced house. So you get, like, you know, your living room and then, like, then the dining room and then the stairs in the middle, you know, and then the kitchen, then the conservatory. Sorry, the orangery. But we never been able to get very good Wi-Fi in the orangery. So I was going to ring up Virgin and ask if they can give us a Wi-Fi booster. But the amount of time and hassle, and I can't be... I'll be honest with you, I can't be asked to sit in all day for someone to come in and go, oh, yeah, you need a Wi-Fi booster. Yeah, I know that. So anyway, someone was selling a Wi-Fi booster on Facebook Marketplace the other day. Now, I know I was talking on Monday's show about don't buy electricals from Facebook Marketplace, but Wi-Fi boosters are all right. They can't really go wrong. So what that does is it's very I couldn't get my head around it, and I'm semi-technical. I couldn't understand how it worked. So basically what it does is you get a Wi-Fi booster to boost the Wi-Fi to bits of your house what you can't get Wi-Fi in, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So I got this Wi-Fi booster. You had to reset it to start with because it's got all the old settings on it from the old person who had it. £5, went round to get it. Oh, by the way, I I was there on time. The amount of people when I've sold things on Facebook and they go, yeah, I'll be there at 5 o'clock, and they turn up at 7 o'clock, or they don't turn up at all, or they block you and then just decide they don't want to buy it anymore, is unbelievable. Anyway, I was there 6 o'clock, bang on the dot, got it, resetted it. So what you have to do, you have to put it near the router to start with, okay? So you put the Wi-Fi booster near there, then you go to this website, the TP-Link website, whatever it is. You go on that. That then finds your Wi-Fi, and then you make up a password for the Wi-Fi booster. And then you move the Wi-Fi booster to wherever you want it. So I moved it in between the living room and the conservatory. And then we've got an old smart TV thing in the conservatory, just an old one. We were going to chuck, but it's too good to chuck. So that's got the internet on it. It's got a Fire Stick in it. That's it. We've got a Fire Stick. So with the Fire Stick, you then connect to the Wi-Fi extender, and then it boosts the signal from the front of the house to the back of the house. So now we get full signal in the conservatory. How wonderful is that? For £5. And we can also get Wi-Fi in the garden, where we couldn't even get Wi-Fi in the garden. We have to keep using our data, which is no problem because we've got unlimited data anyway. But if people come round, they can now use our Wi-Fi. And I can charge them £1 per minute. Would you like to come around my house and I'll charge you £1 a minute to use my Wi-Fi? Thank you very much. You can have complimentary biscuits though. So yeah, so Emily sits there, and then she also now comes in the conservatory, which is meant to be my boys' conservatory, but it's now turned into a One Direction conservatory. And she'll start watching all the One Direction stuff on YouTube, because she's figured out that I've got YouTube Premium, and I won't let her have my YouTube Premium on her phone, because she'll start buying things or not, or something like that. I'm not having my card linked to her phone, thank you very much. So she's figured out that she's got YouTube Premium on both of the TVs now. And so she comes in there when I'm on the computer, and I put my headphones on, and she sits there watching One Direction on the little telly now in the conservatory. I noticed last night as well, there must have been some big football match, because when I was going for my hour walk last night, listening back to my own show from Monday, by the way, I have to. Just, you know, it makes me chuckle listening back to my own show. I know Chris does that as well. It's the best entertainment ever. Of all the things I could choose to listen to, I listen to my own show. And I have to say how wonderful my own show is. I noticed there must have been some big football match, because there was lots of people sitting in conservatories last night watching the football, where they've been kicked out of the living room. Oh, it's starting to rain. I've got some towels outside. Oh, please don't rain. I might have to do an emergency tape in a minute and go and get my towels in. Yeah, there must have been some big football match on last night. Oh, don't start raining, you stupid weather. And now it's going to rain mid-link. That is embarrassing. I'm going to have to get the towels in. There must have been some big football match, because... now you can hear the rain, can't you? Because I noticed three blokes, right, and that's not being sexist. They were blokes. They could have been... Maybe they were heterosexual. Maybe they were... There was three blokes. Was there a big football match on? Any football fans, any proper men, was there a big football match on? Because I noticed that there was three different houses where people were watching tellies in their conservatory, which we now do. We watch telly in the conservatory and in the living room when we don't want to watch something else. So let us know. Anyway, I really need to get the washing in, because it's going to get wet. I'm going to play you an emergency song. Back in a minute.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, even and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and when we went home, I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty.
Yeah.
Now, you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
Nope.
Yeah, but boom, boom, emergency song there by Bernard Cribbins. Right, said Fred, that we used to... please, I did do this feature before. Did anyone, when they were little, used to have to sing that in assembly for some random reason? We used to have to sing that on a Friday morning. Does anyone know why we had to sing that song? And we had to sing that Kumbaya song. Kumbaya, my lord, Kumbaya. What, why? Why? It's actually got me thinking that there was a bit on just after the news about the curriculum. People are having a go about the curriculum, basically saying that kids are just learning such a load of old crap at the minute. And it was on the One Show the other night. I was watching a feature with Matt Allwright on there from a couple of weeks ago. And he was talking to a load of people, and they were saying about the curriculum. And I know someone who's a teacher, and she said some of the stuff you learn, the kids just look bored. They just look so disinterested. And the amount of homework that some kids get, and the amount of stuff they're learning is just pointless waste of time. And they're saying that you should learn more life lessons. I've said this so many times to Donna. They should be learning. In high school, they should be learning about tax returns, how to MOT a car, how to change a tyre, how to fix a fridge. Our fridge was collecting water at the bottom of the fridge yesterday, and it's happened before. There was a little plunger bit, a little hole where the condensation goes down, and I fixed it. But learn about stuff like that. Learn about useful stuff. You know, they could do driving lessons in the playground or something like that, you know, or using a simulator or something fun. Emily comes home from high school, right? And she just said, I said, what did you do today? You know, she went, it's just boring. She went, we just learned such rubbish, useless stuff, algebra and history, you know, I'm sorry to anyone who's in religious and all that, but I don't really, a lot of kids just aren't interested in God and stuff, but just they're not, you know, they want to learn. Emily absolutely loves doing cooking and things like that, and learning about things, you know. She was interested the other day when I was doing my credit card. The credit card bill come through, and she went, oh, you know, how do you pay your credit card? So I was like, well, why do you not learn this stuff at school? And it's becoming more and more in the news. I think I've noticed that now. There's going to be some changes coming up, I think. I think teachers are fed up of teaching stuff that kids don't seem interested in. Parents are fed up of not being able to help with the homework, because I have no idea what half of the stuff that they're learning is all about. And I feel bad that I can't even help my own children. It's just a load of old rubbish that they teach at school, honestly. You need mechanics lessons, you know. You need people to be able to fix a car. Oh, I don't know. Times are changing. We don't need to be learning about 1066. We need to be learning how you set a direct debit up. Is anyone with me? Am I talking absolute cat this morning? Jason is there this morning. Good morning to you. Lovely Jason. Whereabouts in the world are you this morning? He's Jay's marks out of 2 for Belinda Carlisle. I'll give her 1. Oh, okay. Paul and Lou are there. I used to buy... here we go. I'm going to have to do a music bed for this one, I think. I've got to got loads of different music beds this morning. Paul and Lou, I used to nick and... Right, this is a safe space for you to... Now you're older, if you want to admit to anything that you might have nicked when you were younger, let us know. Right, it's very naughty. I used to nick a newspaper on the way home before the news agents opened. They left them outside. We also found it very funny to move for sale. We used to move for sale signs to different gardens. Terrible behaviour on the way home on a Saturday night. Oh, of all the things I could tell you about. I felt really, really bad years and years ago when I was about 8 years old. There used to be a supermarket just round the corner from where I used to live. And right opposite the supermarket was loads of these like old hedges and bushes and that. We used to hide in the hedges and we used to knock on people's doors and then hide in the hedges, and we'll just keep doing it for about 2 hours. And then one night someone actually caught us and give us a really good told off. There was another house where it was Easter, and they'd left a load of Easter eggs around the side of the garage because I suppose the people had delivered them and gone out or something like that. We nicked all the Easter eggs. I know it's really bad, but I did used to nick people's orange juice on the way home from clubbing. Anyone else do that? Paul and Lou, he used to nick the news agent, yeah. It's very bad. It's very bad. You can ask Chris about the stuff he's nicked. We'll be there all day. Paul and Lou, yes, there was a football match on last night. Arsenal v Chelsea. Is that the one? I noticed there was blokes sitting in the conservatory being kicked out of the living room watching the telly yesterday in the conservatory. See, that would be the opposite way around. Donna will be watching the Norwich match in the conservatory and I'll be watching EastEnders on the big telly in the living room. She'd be the one getting kicked out watching football. I can't stand football. Emily now wants a season ticket. She was winding me up because she said that she had a boyfriend. And she actually hasn't got a boyfriend. She was winding me up. So I was hoping there was a boy that sits in front of her at football. She now goes to football with Donna quite a lot. She now wants a season ticket because there's a boy called Jack who sits in the row before her. He's in the same school as her. And apparently he's really fit. So she wants a season ticket so she can sit in behind him. It is now actually lit. It's now chucking it down and rain. Great. I've got my wash out, but I just can't be bothered to get it in. I've only got the big things in. Right, we need to do the mystery sound.
The mystery sound.
Right, this is especially for Nigel, who has requested that we do a new feature because I think he's bored of the show how it is. So the mystery sound for today, if you get this right, you can win yourself some wet towels.
The mystery sound.
What is this? If you know what that is, get in contact.
The Soul City, USA. All right. They really sock it to them. You're from Maine to the Frisco Bay. All right. I'm talking about Memphis, y'all. Soul City, USA. Ah, funky Four Corners. Tighten up, New York. If you don't know how to be G, I'll show you what to do now. Look here. Baby down to Soul City, USA. Alright, to hear the sweet soul music the cats down in Memphis play. Oh yes I did now. She done got hip to Soul City, USA. Oh, do the boogaloo, y'all. Do the skate to now. If you don't know how to be a G, I'll show you what to do now. Look at.
Yeah! There we go. That is Big Ben Atkins and Soul City USA on reachonair.com. Stick around. DJ Henwa, the DJ formerly known as DJ Henwa, Henry Churchill, is back with us today at 12 o'clock. So stick around for him. But we're doing
the mystery sound.
What sound is this? Paul and Lou are saying, is it a van opening and shutting? And Roy, as is on, he's saying, morning, Roy. He says, hi, Ross. Is the mystery sound a tube train? No, unfortunately, you're both wrong. It is not that. It is the Big Ben bells. We will roll that over till tomorrow. Wonderful. That is Big George. Have I got the long and live news?
It starts here. It starts now. Reach on
air. I can't believe, right, Nigel is so bloomin' cheeky. Nigel Smith, a good friend of the show, he was messaging me about 6 o'clock this morning because he works nights. Saying, oh, I've got a new feature for you. Why don't you do the mystery sound? I went, oh, well, because we're not a blooming commercial radio station that does features like that. I went, but for you, I will do that feature. Anyway, so I done the feature, and I messaged him at 10 o'clock saying, I'm going to do your feature for you today. And he said, yeah, okay, brilliant. So So I do the feature, then I message him to go, right, I'm now about to do your feature, you know, the feature that he asked for. So I made the time and effort to make some high quality jingles. You know, it took 10 hours in post production to make that new mystery sound jingle, you know. And then I message him to go, right, I'm now about to do it. And he messaging me back, he say, can't listen, I'm on a course in Sheffield. Do you know what he does, right? He literally sits at a desk at a student accommodation place, right? And he sits at a desk and he has to press, this is the, all he has to do, he sits on a chair all night, right? And he has to press two buttons, open the door and close the door button. And that's it, right? Oh, and he might have to answer the phone if someone rings up. Or if a fire alarm goes off, reset the button on the fire alarm. He's got to do a training course to sit on his butt every night. I want that job because he just sits there watching football. I know you do, Nigel. I know you're going to be listening back to this later on. I bet you anything, last night he had the bloomin' Chelsea, whatever that was, match last night. I bet he was sitting there and I bet there was queues of people outside the door waiting to get in. Fire alarm was going off. You know, everything was going off. There was people trying to get deliveries in. And I bet he's sitting there, you know, with his headphones on, watching the Chelsea match. And everything is going wrong. And he's now had to go on a training course. To learn how to press a button. Unbelievable. So the man that asked for the feature doesn't even bother listening to his own feature. I think you are now banned from listening to this show, Nigel. You are banned. Right? Roy says, when did Big Ben sound like a tube train doors closing? If you've got a problem, you'll have to speak to my producer, Roy. It was the correct sound effect. It was the sound of the Big Ben bells, okay? Paul and Lou were saying, was this mystery sound Chris Reardon opening his wallet at the bar? Well, I don't think that's happened for a long time, dear. That could have been the sound of the creaking sound of Dan Woodhouse's wallet opening, which, from what I've heard at karaoke, he don't spend lots of money in there. He's one of them people who'll make a pint. I don't blame him, actually. It's probably about £7 for a pint, isn't it? He will make a whole pint last all night. He probably asks them to top up the water every hour. So there's like water going to the like he's got a full pint. And as the night goes on, the drink is slowly getting more and more non-brown-like, like a pint of beer, and more like water. He just keeps asking to put more water in it. Actually, that's a point. How much is a pint in the karaoke bar where Chris does? Because I read that the Moon and Water is the most expensive Wetherspoons in London, in Leicester Square. Something like £6.50 for a pint of beer. You know, something like that. It's ridiculous, isn't it? Do you know, where I live, the Wetherspoons is still the cheapest place to go. And we went to Great Yarmouth the other day. £2.10 for a pint of Ruddles, which is a nice little local ale. £2.10, yes please. But I've noticed that the food prices have gone up. You don't get a lot of food in there, so. And even McDonald's has gone up as well, haven't they? Real Jason is on the road today. He says, morning Ross, I'm working in the Cotswolds, place called Stow-on-the-Wold. That sounds nice. I've never been to the Cotswolds. That looks nice. Is there a Butlins there? Can I come and visit? Is there a Butlins there? We only like going to Butlins. We had a cottage once in 2020 when that ridiculous time when you couldn't go anywhere. Remember that? You can go on holiday to a bungalow, can't you? We got a bungalow. Holiday place, you know. What do they call them? Like a house, you know, a holiday house thing. I can't think what they're blooming called. We had that. That was quite nice. But yeah, I like Butlins. Butlins and Mallorca. We'll stick with them. Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, don't go to Playa de los Americas in Tenerife. People get pickpocketed there. I said to Chris earlier, be careful in Rome. Lots of pickpockets in Rome, dear. I bet he'll beat them up, won't he? He'll beat them up.
Ross Patzelt in the morning on reachonair.com.
I've got to do name that tune. I forgot about that. Where are we?
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
Right, Right, we will roll over from Mystery Sign. We had two wet towels. We now have two wet towels and two pairs of Ross Patsalt limited edition pants. I'll sign them for you as well. If you'd like to win two towels and two pairs of my pants that are wet on the washing line, we need to know the artist and title of this one, please. Who is that? If you know who that is, you can win the prizes. Right, it's 10:42 on Reach On Air. Stick around, DJ Henry Churchill is here at 12 o'clock. But we're going to play a banger now from 1989. This is Billy Joel, not Joel.
Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. Rosenberg, H-Bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, Randall, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano, Liberace, Santayana, goodbye.
We didn't start. It's always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't ignite it, but we tried to fight it.
Joseph Stalin, Malenkov, Nasser and Prokofiev, Rockefeller, Campanella, communist bloc. Roy Cohn, Juan Perón, Toscanini, Dacron, Gin Gin, Foo Falls, rock around the clock. Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's got a winning team. Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Disneyland.
Yeah.
There we go, Billy Joel. I hate it when people on the radio go, great sounds there, or Billy Joel. No, it's not Billy Joel, it's Billy Joel. For God's sake, don't be stupid, you stupid, stupid people. We were doing Name That Tune. What was this? What song was that? Well, I have got to put you out of your misery. We've had loads of guesses in. Let's have a look to see who has been right. Roy has been on. Is it Red Light Spells Danger by Billy Joel? Billy Ocean. Look at me. Billy's mixed up now. Red Light Spells Danger by Billy Ocean. You can keep the pants though. Rude. Paul and Lou. Red Light Spells Danger by Billy Ocean. Derek Martin. Good Morning Ross is the name of that tune. Red Light Spells Danger by Billy Ocean. And Jason, I'll donate a pair of Kylie's undies that she left on my bedroom floor last night. Do you want a smack in the face, Jason? Do not disrespect my Kylie like that, all right? She will not be leaving her undies round your bedroom floor, all right? No, have a little bit of respect. She'll be around my house when Donna's at work, leaving her. Anyway, Jason hasn't even bothered to do Name That Tune, but we have had some correct guesses in, so well done to Derek Martin, Paul and Lou, and Roy. You are all the winners. Some of you are going to get half a pair of pants, some of you are going to get a whole towel, but you are a winner on the Ross Patzelt Radio Show. The Ross Patzelt Radio Show. The best show in the world. And here is how it sounds. Remember this from Car Share? I'll have to re-watch that series. I used to love that. Billy Ocean. That is Red Light Spells Danger. What are we doing?
Reach on air.
Oh, nearly out of time. Paul and Lou says, don't worry about the pants, Ross. Dua Lipa's just sent me a pair of her own. Oh, has she now? He gone off, Kylie. Jason, I can't even read that one out, Jason. I can't read that one out. But yeah, but good luck to you, Jason. Good luck to you, mate. Good luck to you. You'll need some mouthwash for that one, I'm telling you now. Can anyone distinguish what we are talking about? No one has any idea what we're talking about, apart from me and Jason. Some of the messages that me and Chris send backs and forwards as well, it wouldn't even be allowed after 9 p.m, let's put it that way. Maybe we'll have to do an X-rated special somewhere one day, just me and Chris. The filth. Did anyone watch EastEnders the other day? They were at the marathon, London Marathon. How cool was that episode on, what was it, Monday night? Billy and Honey were at the London Marathon, kind of doing the whole London Marathon, but in character, as part of the storyline for Lola. And then the BBC EastEnders people put a behind-the-scenes bit on Facebook yesterday all about how they did the marathon. It was so good. They had four different points where they had to film little bits with some of the cast. It was such a good episode on Monday. If you haven't seen it, so well done how they incorporated the London Marathon into an episode of EastEnders. You've got to take your hats off to them. It is the best soap ever. Donna says that Coronation Street is so dreary at the minute. She went, it's so boring and dull and serious. EastEnders is just great. But yeah, they did the whole of the London Marathon. And then they were interviewed saying that when they got to the bits where they had to do the filming at the four different points of the course, they had to then go into character. And they had, you know, one take to do these little bits that they then inserted. And apparently they had to work through the night to edit these bits into the episode for Monday. How fantastic. Did anyone go to the London Marathon or enter the London Marathon? I think if I did the London Marathon, I'd probably had to get a bus halfway round to take me to the end. I don't think I'd be able to make it. Has anyone ever done the marathon? Let us know. Chris, no, I can't. I can't read that out, Chris. No, I can't. Can't read that out, dear. Anyone ever done the marathon? Let us know. Chris, how much does a pint cost at your karaoke? Can you let us know as well, please? I'd love to be in an episode of EastEnders. Wouldn't it be great to be in an episode of that? Right, we've now got 4 minutes left. Let's have a look to see who is on Reach On Air for the rest of the day. Obviously, if you want to be a DJ on Reach On Air, please do get signed up. The schedule's a bit quiet at the minute. In 2020, you couldn't get a slot. There's plenty of them now. This is the time to get signed up. 11 o'clock, you got Reach For Decades. Henry Churchill, brilliant show at 12 o'clock with Henry. Reach for Noughties at 1. Later on, Steve Andrews at 5. We like Steve Andrews. I met him for about 2 minutes once when he brought a mixer off me. The Danny Show at 6. DJ Clive, Nervous Clive at 10. And Mark Stevens at 11 o'clock today. And if you want to get signed up, get on the Reach On Air website and get signed up. No idea of the drinks prices, Chris says. It'll be a blue moon before I buy a drink for everyone, for someone. Yeah, if you buy a drink for one person, you've got to buy it for everyone, haven't you? You can't be doing that. You never make any money, especially the prices they charge in London, don't they? Really expensive, but that's how it is, isn't it? All the blooming ULEZ and all that stuff. Right, we're going to end today's show with a brand new song from Perry Edwards. I've been hearing this one quite a lot on the radio, and I quite like this. She used to be in Little Mix, and she's now solo. So I don't know if it's a little mixer now and a little bit of a hiatus like 1DR. But this is a nice little song to round off today's show. So have a good Wednesday. I'll be back tomorrow for Thursday's show. And that's it. So this is the new one from Perry. This is called Forget About Us.
I don't want you ever to forget about us. I heard you fell in love with somebody new. I know you heard that I found someone too. Saw you blew up and I'm proud of you. But I don't wanna hear those songs no more. Yeah.
And it feels like hell. Well, here's the truth of it. I don't want you ever to forget.